Hi there, my name's Valen, and this is a lesson on very common English expressions. We're going to go through 10 really, really common English expressions that you'll hear in everyday conversation. Okay, so in no particular order, we're going to start with one that you'll hear a lot. This expression is 24/7. Okay, when someone says 24/7, what they mean is because there's 24 hours in a day and 7 days a week, is they mean every minute of every day. So an example is, you can access our website 24/7. So I wrote it down just because sometimes you'll see it written this way, 24/7, or numerically like this, 24/7. And what it means is you can access our website any minute of any day, all the time. So if someone says, oh, I work 24/7, they're probably exaggerating. And what they mean is they feel like they work every minute of every day, 24/7. Okay, so our next expression is get the ball rolling. And now what this expression means is to start something. So if you were going to start a project and someone said, let's get the ball rolling, what they mean is, let's start now. This is a pretty simple one, pretty straightforward. So, let's get the ball rolling, let's start now. Get the ball rolling. Our next expression is, take it easy. Take it easy. So if someone says to you, I don't have any plans this weekend, I think I'll take it easy. What they mean is relax. This is a simple one too. I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to relax. So take it easy. Okay, the next one, sleep on it. If someone says, I'll sleep on it, what they mean is, I'm gonna take some time to think about a decision. So if someone says, I'll get back to you tomorrow, I'm going to sleep on it. I'll write that down. I'll get back to you tomorrow. I have to sleep on it. What they mean is I'm going to think about my decision and talk to you tomorrow. Sleep on it, think about my decision, and get back to you. I'm broke, a really common one. So I'm broke doesn't actually mean you're broken. It means you have no money. I'm broke, I have no money. This is a really common expression that you'll hear all the time. sharp. Okay, someone says to you, the meeting is at 7 o'clock sharp. What they mean is the meeting is at exactly 7 o'clock. When someone says sharp, what they mean is don't be late. The meeting will start at exactly 7 o'clock. So the expression here is sharp. The meeting is at 7 o'clock sharp. If someone says that to you, it means be on time. It will start exactly at 7 o'clock. Like the back of my hand. So what this means is the back of your hand is something that's very familiar to you. You know it well. You see it all the time. So if I said, I know this city like the back of my hand, it means I know this city very well. I am very familiar with it. Very common expression, like the back of my hand. You could also say, he knows this city like the back of his hand. Same idea. You know something very, very well. It's very familiar to you. Like the back of my hand. Okay, so here's another one that uses the word hand. If you say, give me a hand. So someone says to you, do you want to give me a hand? It means, do you want to help me? So, for example, if somebody's carrying something and they say, oh, would you give me a hand? They don't want you to put out your hand. They want you to help them. Would you give me a hand? Would you help me? Give me a hand. In ages. Let's do an example for this one. I haven't seen him in ages. So what this means is, in ages, for a long time. So, I haven't seen him in ages. I haven't seen him for a long time. So in ages means for a long time. Okay, our last one. Sick and tired. Okay, so sick and tired means I don't like or I hate. So for example, if you said, I'm sick and tired of doing homework, that means you don't want to do homework anymore, you don't like it. So sick and tired. So those are 10 really common English expressions. Sick and tired, broke, in ages, give me a hand, know something like the back of your hand, sharp, so be there at 7 o'clock sharp, sleep on it, take it easy, get the ball rolling, and 24/7. Those are 10 common expressions you'll hear in everyday English conversation. So take the quiz below and test your knowledge of English expressions and visit us at www.ingvid.com.